Optimism and belief, those are also the core principles that inspire our visions for the shipyards. And I think at long last, we're ready to share our vision with you today. In a moment, I'll turn the program back over to Mark and Ben Stent from Populous, our longtime design partner here at Everbank. We tasked Populous, and they really answered the challenge to bring our concept of shipyards to life. And I'm confident today you'll be pleased and impressed. We first expressed interest in the shipyards in June 2013, but really it piqued my interest from the very first day in 2011 I came here. And, you know, maybe not in some of the best light, driving to the stadium for the first time. I mean, here's a beautiful stretch of Jacksonville Riverfront connecting and linking downtown to the sports complex, and it's sitting empty and neglected. Front door to downtown Jacksonville with no porch light, no welcome mat, really didn't make sense. So, and, you know, over time, I've kind of learned some of the history of the shipyards. We could even call it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Lawsuits, bankruptcies, and too many failed attempts, really, to mention. Hopefully, all of that will end in about what we are about to present to you today. It's the right plan for continued stability and future of the Jaguars. But most importantly, I think it represents a signature opportunity for the future of Jacksonville and downtown, an opportunity that is rare, immediate, and vitally important. So remember what I told you last summer when we unveiled the video boards and the other improvements to Everbank Field, you know, the three words, Jacksonville is great. And here we are, but only we're going to be great if we keep doing great things. So let's be great, and let's see the greatness in downtown Jacksonville. So we have a video. We'll roll that here right now. So. We'll be right back. So that's mojo in action, okay? I think with this, let me take the opportunity to introduce the senior architect and principal at Populous, who's been instrumental in making this vision come to life. So please, let's get Ben Stent up here to kind of go over his thoughts and, you know, how this thing became a reality. So.
Well, if that doesn't get your blood rolling, I don't know what does. We can't stop playing this video in our office. We're so excited about it. In my over 20 years of practicing architecture, this is probably one of the most exciting projects to be involved with. And I just have to say that, you know, what a great challenge here to be a part of Mr. Khan's vision for what this could be, a world-class development. The brand really exists already. You know, it's the history of the shipyards. You know, what started Jacksonville, what made it famous. It's the Jaguars. It's all the many amenities that exist today. The place, you know, obviously we all know that, you know, this is a wonderful place, but this is what we do as architects. We step back 10,000 feet and we think about the area. Where are we located? What region are we looking at? Then we step closer. We look at the city. We look at the history, the fabric, the highways, the connections. Then the place. Once again, the history of the shipyards and how intriguing that can be, and what an opportunity. So how do you re-engage the river? Well, a lot of key phrases here, you know, but the architectural language, you know, we feel these are key words that help make this successful. Consistency, mixed use, embracing this history, embracing the city, embracing the history. This is all part of a successful development. And then, of course, the logo. You know, every good company, everything needs to have a good logo to come with. So this was fun, too. This is, you know, architects, we love to design, we love to sketch and think of ideas. And we sat down with the Jaguars and talked about, you know, what are inspirations. Obviously, you see this logo and you start to see a mast of a sailboat. You start to see the mast, the structure of a bridge. You see the cabling ties that come down. Very, you know, picturesque here in Jacksonville. Very iconic to Jacksonville. Then you have the water, the St. John's River. So along with that logo, you'll start to see this on street signs, on banners. You'll start to see people that buy merchandise will have a bag with this logo on it. You know, it sends that message out there. This is a destination, a city to visit. But along with that come the coastal Florida materials, you know, the weathered wood, the salt water washing up on the metal and rusting the metal, you know, the grass, everything that makes this a beautiful environment. And then pulling some of the materials from the city, the history of the buildings, some of the old ship buildings, bringing some of that brick and stone in to help create the vision. The analysis. Once again, we step back, we look down. You know, a lot of people have done a lot of work, incredible work in Jacksonville to understand, you know, what can we do to help develop this. So we look at these four areas, unite, engage the downtown core, activate the region that we're talking about today, and then captivate in the future. You know, what a tremendous view to come across these bridges and envision what can be in the shipyards. We also understand there's a key underlying fabric, connections. Hogan's Creek is a greenway that's been, a lot of wonderful projects have started with this. Well, let's continue that. Let's keep reaching out. Let's make those connections. Let's create this triangle of the Springfield Historic District, of the downtown urban core, and the shipyards. You know, there are green spaces. There's the fairgrounds, Metropolitan Park, once again, Hogan's Creek. So these are important pieces to any kind of development. Look, you don't want to walk along a busy street the sidewalks close to the road. You want to be able to enjoy moving through this space. So this is something we hope to help achieve. The destinations. I mean, you can see right there, there's a gap. There's something missing there. What connects these? So we look at that. Obviously, the east-west, very important connector. But we also understand the north-south connection, how important that is. That's how you get back into that city fabric, how you get back to connect up to the Springfield neighborhoods, the downtown. These are all important aspects. The design. Okay, now this isn't one of Mark's bar graphs again. Sorry about that. But, you know, we looked at those shipyards. We looked at how the ships used to line that. And we thought, you know what? Those are our buildings. That's what we think about in design. You know, as designers, we sit around and we charrette, we pin up ideas, and we go through multiple layers of trace paper and come up for, you know, iconic structures and ideas. And this one just kept resonating. It kept telling us that here's a way to connect back in the north-south region, like you see, but then also creating a walkway, a meandering boardwalk, a river walk, so to speak, that kind of softens that edge. This is how it exists right now, that jagged edge, underdeveloped area. And this is what can be. And so you saw this on the video. You know, the live, the work, the stay, and the play. And what you start to see here is kind of the meandering of the boardwalk area and how that kind of weaves its way through underneath some of these buildings, around the work area, then around the stay, then on through the play area. And then obviously this can continue in the future. This is kind of an aerial site plan, and this really kind of shows the green connections, the green spaces, the walkways, you know, how to, you know, entertain people. You know, we all know Disney figured this out a long time ago. You entertain people along every step of the way, and that's exactly what you're doing here. So now we get to the vision, the fun part. So obviously we took cues from cruise ships, from hotels that almost look like they're docked up in this area. But we lifted them up. We want to take advantage of those views. You know, every time I come down to Jacksonville and stay some of the hotels, I'm always like finding the window that looks out to the lighted bridges, the iconic vision that tells you that you're in Jacksonville. Well, you need to take advantage of that. We also need to engage and let the people work through the neighborhoods, work along the marina, underneath the buildings. You're going to see in some of these shots how we've actually raised it up. We know here in Jacksonville you need shade. You need comfortable area. You need green spaces. This is one of my favorite shots, looking back the other way. This is that gap that we talked about. This is what is going to be filled in. You know, from an iconic, very beautiful and wonderful training facility with public fields, back slowly building up to the height, and then the downtown becomes the backdrop. That skyline becomes that beautiful, iconic shot. So once again, we talk about the zones, the live zone. Now, architects were always trying to show everybody these sky helicopter views. That's not the way you envision architecture. You were down on the street working along, walking along pathways and experiencing this. So we tried to include some shots or down low so you understand that there's some shade. There's, you know, these buildings have this beautiful quality to it. We're using materials that we think are that are coastal type of materials. Once again, Bay Street would be the main connector. That's still the east-west connector. But we have these north-south pedestrian connections that allow people to get into the business districts, the local shops. You know, this is the part we talk about. As you meander through these areas, there's something entertaining you every step of the way. The shade, the glass, I mean, all that's important. Visibility, being able to see, you know, the beautiful structures behind. The USS Adams will find a place. I mean, this is going to be a great destination. Obviously, it works perfect, right? We're talking about the docks here. This could be a wonderful destination. You can imagine it at night, you know, just the activity. You know, once the sun goes down, then the street lights light up, the buildings light up. Then finally the work. Now you notice that the work, that is kind of right below the mouth of Hogan's Creek there. So we think there's opportunities. There's opportunities for sculpture, for bridges and walkways. This is the experience of actually being on it and going from one side to the other. Once again, talking about the mast. You know, even kind of throw back to these riggers on these shrimp boats out on the coast. You know, everything kind of has this nautical theme to it, an architectural theme to it. Here we talked about raising the buildings, letting people be able to walk through, creating shade. Then the stay. Creating an iconic hotel, you know, that obviously has some heights to it, some presence to it, kind of the backdrop. Now we're kind of getting towards the end of the development that overlooks the play area. Here's once again architect's aerial shot. But this kind of shows, you know, what that experience could be. You know, we're talking about an area that's going to have terraces, open terraces. So this could function in many ways. There can be retail in here. There can be activities, conventions going on. There could be views into practice fields, or it can be closed up if needed to be. And last, the play zone, the amphitheater. The backdrop of the bridge, the pedestrian bridge. Now you start to see some of the ideas where we came up with the logo, you know, the mast with the cable structure, the terracing. I mean, you know, it's inviting people. It's a highly activated area. It's, you know, it's movement and entertainment all at once. And then potential for office buildings above. You know, Mr. Kahn challenged us to come up with a world-class facility here, come up for world-class development. And we took that challenge, and we think we're successful in helping his vision. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. We're going to close here in a moment. Just one housekeeping item. When we get done here, Shad's going to do jaguars.com. And then Ben and others, if anybody's interested in one-on-ones, make your way back towards the press backdrop. But before we close, I just wanted to add one thing. It's not a coincidence that Shad chose to unveil his vision for the shipyards during our State of the Franchise. This is such a significant announcement, it could have very easily stood on its own. But strategically, there's a real reason behind this. We've talked about it. We believe and we're convinced, and we've worked very closely with the city. If we have a very strong, thriving, growing downtown filled with people that live here, that work here, that want to come visit here, that's great for Jacksonville. And what's great for Jacksonville... Yeah. And what's great for downtown Jacksonville is wonderful for the Jaguars. We know that for sure. So we're ready to go. A lot of work has gone into this. It's been a little bit of a journey. We have a long way to go, but please join us. Join us right away because something very special can happen here. Thank you very much.